Today's learning should be like initial time lives from Shai Maisha and the Rifka Maisha is real. It's from Menachem or Maisha, shows to be schus for Shalem, Achai Maisha and Malki, and Isman Sarm and Brachma Sarm Malka, and a schus for all those in and around there at Yisrael. So we are holding Simon Kuf Tzadik Gimel. We are in the middle of Sif Gimel, continuing in these halachas of Zimun. Let's see the Ramah. So we'll see the Ramah. We'll see in the Mishabura that seemingly today the meeting is not the way the Ramah describes it. But let's see the Ramah inside. Says the Ramah, Haminig Shaloy Lazam Beisav Kechavim, that if you find yourself in a house of Goyim, you do not say Zimun. So you have three people, you're eating at a guy's house. Nothing to do with the guy eating with you, just three people eating together. You don't do Zimun. But nearly a time, what's the reason? Mishum no yuchlu l'kboya atzum Beisav Kechavim. He says, remember, we've been building up to this the whole time. In order to do Zimun is a mindset, a kvius. We sat down to eat together. So he says that in a house of a guy, you never have a kvius. Why? Mishum yirasav kecham, you have fear from the guy. So since your mind is not settled because of the fear you have from the guy, v'avik ilu achab loy keva. So it's, even though we ate together, it's as if we ate without a kvius. V'oid, v'yesh lachas or sakana, he says there's another problem. The Goyim then were pretty smart, and they knew what the Nusach of Birchas Hamazon is. And remember, we also said that he's supposed to bench, the person leading the bench is supposed to bench out loud. Now, Im Yishana B'Nusach HaBracha V'lo Yoyim Ruharach B'n Yivarach B'al HaBayis HaZeh, in the Goy's house, you're not going to want to give a bracha to the Goy, you're not going to give a bracha to the Goy. So how you're going to skip the Harachman, the Yivarach B'al HaBayis HaZeh, the Goy is going to hear you skipping the B'al HaBayis HaZeh. He knows that in your house you do say, or in another Yitz house you say it, he's going to kill you. Therefore, since I know in my mind I'm not going to be able to bench out loud because I'm going to be scared that he hears me drop this Arachman Yivarach Balabayis Hazeh, therefore, there was no kviyas l'chein ein l'shan as a minig. And therefore, the minig became we don't do Zimun in the guy's house. Even if these reasons were not applicable or not enough, let's say you're in a guy, you're not fearful, you're not worried that that the guy knows the nusach of benching, that you're going to change the harachman. We call makam achad kvar nahagikach. Since that became the minik, habak ilu like kavat sabiyachad, it automatically becomes if you're eating in a guy's house, as you weren't meyachad yourself. But let's see the mishabura. We'll see. This is not so pashut anymore. Shaloi lezamen. Achrayim chalki alzem. Many of the achrayim argued this. Okay, yom today I'm in Iksha Mezamnin, and that you are not that you Mezamnin. Uba Rachman, and the Rachman Oimrim, instead of saying Rachman Yivarach Balabai, says there, one Eitza. A Rachman Yishlachan Abracha Meruba, Balich Yasein, we should say in Yadaylam. In other words, give our Rachman to ourselves. He should give a lot of Bracha wherever we go, wherever we settle. Benuchal Oimrim, and he says, in fact, you can even say Rachman Yivarach was Balabai, says there. Bekoyal Balasuda. So assuming you're eating in the guy's house, you're not eating the guy's food, you're eating your food. So when I say Arachman Yivarach Balabayis Hazeh, I don't mean the owner of the house, I mean the person who provided us with the meal. Umekoshkin and Kalachadoichim Shalai, if every person's eating their own stuff. Shahaza Philip Abayis Yisraelim Arachman Yivarach Hasanu. We say you should bench us. You don't say Balabayis Hazeh about yourself, right? Now, you're eating in a hotel, so Primogonim says that if you're in such a situation that maybe where you're eating possibly Derech Are or your other Shilas, then you should make sure three people shouldn't be Kvias together. Make sure so you eat separate from yourself a little bit. You shouldn't run into the Shila. Okay. Let's continue with Sif Dalet. Shloisha sheyashalechu bercha birchas hamotzi. Three people sat down and they ate birchas hamotzi. Afilu kol echad oichu mikikarev afilu yachal dain kizayis pas. So this halacha should have been in the beginning. But basically, the second we sit down, we make hamotzi, we start eating. We took one bite. We did not eat a kizayis. Ein rishon lecholik. The chiyuv of Zimun the Mechaber is telling us comes not once I ate a kizayis. As soon as I made hamaitzi and I started eating, three people together, the chiyuv came, and therefore there is no more separating. Let's see, Mishabura, Anim Shal Chalakain, Afilu Reitzelig Masuda, Sekoyim Shem Machem. So three of us sit down to eat together, and then I realize I plan on eating and getting out of here a lot faster than everybody else at the table. It's too late. I was already mistarif with them, and I cannot separate. Kaim Shachiv Shalzim Chal Kvar, Olof Baskalas Achilah Shalai. The second you take your first bite, the chiyuv of zimun. So if you wanted to be able to get out of the zimun, you wanted to have in mind you're not being kaveh with them, you wanted to say I'm not being kaveh with them, you have to do it before you start eating. Once you start eating, it's too late. Okay. Now, we're getting to Sif Hei and Vav. It gets a little bit confusing. He starts to, Mechaber over here is talking about several different cases of where Shilas come up with Zeman. We'll try to follow along and see the chilukim between each case and figure out what he is coming to teach us over here. So, Shloisha Shebo Mishloisha Chaburais Shel Shloisha Shloisha B'nei Yadam and Neschaber Eila Shloisha. So here's the case. Three people came from three Chaburas and they gathered together. So what happened? You have three Chaburas, Group A, Group B, and Group C, each eating separately. No Shaykhas one to another, seemingly not even in the same room. Although they were in the same room and on different tables, it would seem that the same halacha is the same thing. But let's go push it. We have three Chaburas, Group A, Group B, Group C, all eating separately. Okay. Now, in three of them, okay, join up, right? Three of them, yeah, maybe in a restaurant. Three of them join up after the meal. In other words, Group A, Group B, and Group C, I'll first say it outside, then we'll read it inside, were all mezamin. They said zimun. Except in each of these groups, two of the people benched, and the third guy said, I'm still eating, I'm not going to bench. So me and two other guys are sitting in the restaurant. We're Group A. Two of the guys say, I want to bench. I say, okay, bench, I'll answer. I listen to the guy benching until he says azan, but I don't start benching. And then I continue eating. And the same thing happens with two other groups, right? Now, the three guys who didn't bench join up on one table and they continue eating, right? In Zimnu Aleim and Mekoimim, they already did Zimun with their group that they initially came from. Kigon, Shevsiku Kolech L'Shnayim, Acham Razan. Every group split into two parts. In other words, each group, two people benched and one guy didn't bench. Shuv, Eina, Michael, and Lazamen. The three guys, and they rejoined together. Even if they ate together, they cannot do Zimun together. The Imloi, because they already, as we'll see, they already did their Zimun, and therefore they are done. Let's stop over here and do the Mishavar on this.
And even if they're all Kaveh Asuda?
Say that again?
Even if they're all Kaveh Asuda in the new table?
Even if they were all Kaveh Asuda, they didn't wash again, right? But so... That their Zimun, they got their Zimun at the beginning of their meal. That Chi of Zimun went away when they answered with the group that they were in. Okay. Kolach l'shnayim ayim bi'alacha. He goes through some other cases, not so negeya. Afilo achu achakach. Dikva parach Zimun menayu. Dir Chi of Zimun jumped away from them. Ayideish Zimun alayim mikoydim since they first did Zimun. Of course, the chayiv to do bechzamazim. It chilus bechazan. I got to go all the way back to the beginning. Lakam v'simin reish. By God, we're going to learn later on in simin reish. Okay. Now, that was case number one. Let's go into case number two. Vim loy zimna leim v'mekayman. Let's say they did not make zimun. So you have three groups: group A, B, and C. One guy gets up from each group and rejoins in to create group D, the fourth group. So then chayavim lezamein, and the cholik, they're not allowed to separate. Afilu layachle alasheish biachash neschabru. Now here's the other way: since they didn't yet do zimun, so now they show up and they're forming group D. They formed group D, each bringing a chi of zimun with them. So now, even if they didn't eat, they would be mechuyev to do zimun. Since now they rejoin, they become a new entity. They're each coming with a chiyuv of zimun. Now, they had no right to separate. They now ruined the group they left. They ruined the zimun for them. The real halacha should be, guys, go back to your initial chabura so everybody here can do zimun. Because by you leaving that group, you're ruining the zimun for them. The first two guys that they dealt with, that they were with, didn't know the halacha, or they said they can't for whatever reason, and they left. Inami. That since maybe in their first group that they started with, there was a guy there who had a hefsed meruba or an oinus that he had to leave, and therefore he had a right to leave. But Lamaisa, the remaining guy left over, still had a chi of zimun. And it could be in this case, that's what happened over here. So group A, One of the guys had to leave because he had an oinus. And group B, one guy had to leave. And group C, one guy had to leave. So now you're left over the remaining people. They did not do Zimun yet, but they have a chiyuv Zimun. They gather together into group. They can do Zimun. Not only can they do it, they have a chiyuv to do it. They can make Zimun on themselves. Now he says that when this new group, group D, is created, they would do Zimun even if they didn't eat. The kasha kaimel alel simin kuf pei dalad the birch samazon tzarich levarach dafk b'makom shayichel. So remember, I told you it seems that we're talking about mamish that they came from three different rooms, three different homes, whatever it is, right? Now lechayra we said that for benching you got to go back to where you ate. So how is it that I can make a new zeman over here in a new place? Lechayra have a chiyuv to go back where I ate from. V'im kein kol echad ve'echad tzarich lachzon l'makom shayichel mitchilu. They should each have to return to where they ate. Yesh mitartzim, there's some who answer, the hachem erba akar b'shoi givim mekayimim, they didn't intentionally leave their place. The bezeh loy metuchino is lachzol mekayimim l'das aram. Remember we had the shayil, we had a machloikis, we said, by shoi gig, am I mechuyiv to go back to the place that I, if I left b'meiz, that everyone agreed that you had to go back. The second was, if you b'chal, the question was, if you can b'chal ben shayar, you must go back, right? But we said that according to the Rambam, if you left your place b'shoigig, then you don't have a chiyuv to go back. In our case, so now when you think about it, I have a choice. I can go back to where I ate, or but then I won't have zimun, or I can stay here and have zimun. So therefore, kishchasat chag dami, that it's a shasat chag. Okay. That he's saying that over here, that doesn't mean that they physically didn't eat, right? Because if they physically didn't eat, we run into the shaila, why aren't they not mechuyev to go back to their place? So we gave an answer, maybe it's going according to the Rambam, maybe it's shasat chag, but he gives another teretz. He doesn't literally mean that the three people, after they separated from the three guys, each one guy separated from group A, one from group B, one from group C, and they formed group D. So the Mechaber says, even if they didn't eat, they can do Zeman if they didn't previously do Zeman. So he says, not that they didn't eat. They didn't eat together, right? They didn't do a new kvias, but they all ate. Hayoy said they all ate. They don't remember, if you washed in one place and then you went to another place and you continue eating, you don't have to go back to the original place. So that answers the reason why they don't have to go back, because they did eat here. What does the Mechaber mean that they didn't eat? Is they didn't eat together, al tzekvias. But Hayois, that they're each coming to this group D with a prior chiyuv of Zimun, they must do Zimun over here and then and bench in that way. Okay, we'll stop over here, and that's Hashem. We'll continue with Zivav tomorrow.